chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which were Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And now when he left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Their net brake. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. They came and filled both of the ships, and so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. I know that when we read this story, and I know last night I preached a lot on the winning the lost, and I know that this story is talking about making fishers of men and all, and I just want us to, I want to take this story and kind of preach in a kind of a different direction, but I begin to look at this and begin to see that Jesus here is speaking, and there's so many people here that he has to get into a boat and he has to push out a little ways. But the part that began to stand out to me was in verse 2 and verse 5, that the Bible begins to tell us that he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And then in verse 5 that we see that he said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. So we see that these boats here, as Jesus comes in and he begins to begin to teach, and he pushes out the boats. But the first thing that he saw was them washing their nets. They was cleaning them nets. They was putting them up. They had been out on the water all night. They have towed all night. They have fought the sea all night. They are trying to catch something. That was their profession. That was what they made a living at. When they went out and didn't catch nothing, they didn't have no money. They had nothing. That was what they lived for. If we went to work every day and couldn't do and didn't get paid, it wouldn't be worth going, would it? So when they left, they, I believe, was very discouraged. I've come to work. I've come to tow all night. I figured I would catch a big mess of fish. I would fill the net. I'd be able to go and sell them, and I would have plenty of money and pay my bills and do things and take care of everything. But they went and towed all night and didn't catch one thing. Oh, I begin to think about that and begin to think about as they was washing their nets. I can see them as they're sitting there and they're cleaning their nets, and there's a whole sermon within that, that we drag our nets over and over and over, and we're trying to win souls. And it seems they get so full of discouragement when they don't come and when they don't do, and they come in, go out. We have to clean it every now and then. We have to get it where it can drag the bottom again. Uncle Ray over there, he does a lot of shrimping and things, used to. And they had them nets every now and then, brother. Hooray, you would have to clean them nets and keep them clean for all the things that was brought up, all the algae and things. But they are over there washing their nets. And here Jesus is walking in and begins to talk to them. Simon began to complain, so to speak. But Lord, I've been toiling all night.
Lord, I'm trying to clean my net up, Lord. Lord, I'm washing my net up, Lord. I've done worked all night. I've done toiled all night, Lord. I'm going to the house. I've wasted my time. I've wasted hours upon hours on the sea. I've rowed and I've toiled. But Lord, I've wasted my time and I'm not getting anywhere. You know, I imagine if it was us, we'd say, Lord, say, go out. Push out a little bit. Go out there. Cast a net out. If it was some of us, we'd say, no, Lord. I'm too tired. I'm going to the house. I'm going to bed. I'll try it again later. You know, that's our problem a lot of times. That's our problem a lot of times is we try to push it off for a little while. The Lord tries to bless us and help us, Lord, but it just don't seem like the right environment. It don't seem like the service is just right. The Lord says you need to do something in the service, and it seems that we get to the part where the right sermon ain't being preached, the move of God ain't just right, and we sit back on the pew, and we leave the house of God the same way that we came. And why? It's not because the Lord has not showed up, but it's because He told us to go. He told us what to do, and we sit there and argued with Him. Come on now. Come on now. I need your help this morning. Oh, I feel a burden to preach this morning. Oh, but if the Lord will help me just a few minutes, I want to preach on don't hang up the net just yet. Come on now. I believe they was washing them nets and they was on the way to the boat shed probably. They was going to put up them nets for the day. They was going to put them up, Lord. I've told, I've fought. There's no doubt in them days that they didn't have motors. They didn't have these great nice boats that we have in this hour. They couldn't put a little gas in it, put a little rope or hit a button now and crank that thing up and go out and go to the sea. They didn't have big winches to pull that old net in, but they had to do everything by manual labor. They had to row out to where they was going to fish. They had to throw the net out by themselves. They had to pull in the net by themselves. I mean, do you imagine how tired they are? I've rowed a boat before, and just rowing the boat to wear you out. But we're talking, little boat's what I've rowed. But I imagine when you get a big boat, it's going to be harder to row it. It's going to be harder. They may have a sail, I don't know. But I just, my imagination, that they're out there and they're rowing. We know a good old fishing spot right over here. I was up in North Carolina a while back preaching. And the pastor there, somebody in his church gave him a boat. He said, let's go to the lake. We got on the lake. He said, hang on, it's going to take us a few minutes. He said, but I know a perfect spot that we're going to go to. And it took us a while to get there. But once we got on that old spot, he said, somewhere right in here, he said, we ought to start catching a bunch of fish. The time we throw that old hook out, we was reeling them in. We was having a good time. He knew right where the spot is. Maybe that night or that day, they knew right where to go. There's a good old fishing spot right out here, but it's going to take us a while to get there. And they have towed and rowed. They have pushed and pulled. Them old rows trying to get out there, trying to get out to that spot. And trying to get out to where they knew could be fish. You know what? I believe they was wore out by the time they got there. And then they had to throw out the net. They had to pull it in. They had to throw it out and pull it in. They had to throw it out. Still, they caught nothing. And they pulled it in. They look at it and no doubt discouragement began to get built. And they looked at that net. And they said, wait, I usually when I do this, I have fishes in the net, but I have nothing to show that I've been out here for so long, that I've been rowing, that I've been toiling in the sea, and I've tried to catch something, and there they cast, and there they pull, but still nothing to show for it. How many times have you lately that you've been facing something? You've come to the house of God, you went into your prayer closet and you shut the door and you got on your knees and you begin to pray, Lord, would you come by? Lord, I need you to bless. You threw out the net, but you poured it in, and you threw it out, and you poured it in, but it's the same old thing. You've come up empty, and you threw it out, and said, Lord, if I don't get help now, if I don't get revival now, I'm going to perish. Lord, I'm not going to be able to eat. I'm not going to be able to live. But oh, you poured it up again, and there's discouragement again and again and again. I feel like I've come to tell somebody this morning, don't hang up your net just yet. There's another time. There's another cast. Don't give it up yet. Don't turn around yet. Oh, throw it out one more time.
Oh, hallelujah. I can just see them out there. Oh, I can just see them out there. Oh, Simon, ain't you ready to go home? We wasted our time. Oh no, we've pushed too far to come out here. We've already worked too hard. I know we've cast the net. I know we've reached out and pulled and we've not seen anything. I know that we have, but we've worked too hard to get where we at now. But I'm tired. I'm weak in body. I'm weak in my soul. I can't go on. There's no way. If we keep falling, we keep throwing, I'm not going to have enough strength to roll back into the land. We're not going to never make it. Oh, I mean, there was probably so many things that was going through their mind. But I tell you what, church, it's going to be worth one more throw. It's going to be worth one more pull. And you get a hold of it. I tell you, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. But don't hang up that net just yet. You throw that thing out one more time, and you might get a hold of it. Oh, hallelujah. They launched out. Here he is. But Lord, Master, we have told all night and taken nothing. 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 Do you realize the seriousness in that? Nothing. When I look up the word nothing, I find out means there's not anything there. I don't know. I wasn't there. Some may will say, well, they had to catch one. They may have caught two, but my Bible tells me we've told all night and called nothing. We've caught nothing. What about it? You've looked around. You looked over the sea. You looked over the waters at your brother. Look at them. Oh, they're pulling up. Their nets is full. Why can't I? Come on now. I mean, you're looking over. When you finally get back to the boat landing, you look over at your fisherman brother, and he's got his boat full of fish. He's going to cash in. Everything looks good. Everything's going perfect with them. And you're looking at them and saying, why can't I have that? I've told, I've prayed, I've fasted, I've sought God, I've been faithful to the house of God, and it seems that everything still goes wrong. It seems that everything still turns around for the worse when I think it's supposed to get better. There's still things that's rough. I don't understand why I'm facing what I'm facing. I don't understand the trial, why I got to go through what I'm going through. I don't understand the loss that I had to lose. But I tell you what, church, we don't need to give up today, but we need to cast the net one more time. I say this morning, if you've been coming up empty, a service after service, I would cast it one more time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But they had taken nothing. But I like his attitude. I believe right at first he was complaining a little bit. Lord, we towed all night. We fished all night. We had caught nothing. What's going to make it any better now? Come on now. Lord, I tried to get help Wednesday night. Lord, I came to the altar last night in the service. Lord, I tried to reach out for help. And Lord, I didn't get it. What makes this morning any better? Come on now. Come on now. I said, you thinking what makes this morning any better? But it makes the difference when the Lord comes by and it says, don't put up your net, but cast it one more time. Oh, don't settle down. Don't sit down in discouragement. Don't sit down with your head down in between your knees. But you cast it one more time at his word. Simon said, nevertheless, Lord. Whoa! I said, nevertheless, Lord. Lord, I've been tolling. I've been pulling. I've been reaping. I've been hurting. Lord, I'm tired. I want to go to the house. I want to close the door. I want to turn off the lights. I want to crawl into bed. I don't want to hear another phone call. I don't want to talk to another person. I tell you. But he said, nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I will drop. I will let down the net. Oh, what about it? Nevertheless, Lord. Whew. Lord, I don't understand it. How are you going to do it? Lord, when I'm looking at the circumstances and I'm looking at the ocean, I'm looking at the waves, I'm looking at the empty net, I say there's no way that I ever have the victory. Come on now. I said, you're looking at the circumstances more than you're looking at how big God is. I said, you're looking at how big it is. But I tell you what, as we done said this morning, there's not words here to describe how great that he really is. I tell you, the waters may be rough. The sea may be storming right now. You may have not caught anything. You may have come up empty again. But I tell you what, we may not understand how he's going to do it, but I come here flat-footed to tell you that he can do it. I said you may not understand how he can do it, but I've come here to tell you today, there's no doubt one ounce in my mind that there's somebody here today that he will move in your situation. Oh, hallelujah. Don't hang the net just yet. Simon, hey, y'all, I know you cleaned out the net. I know you're finna put it up. Your boat's tied off. You're finna go home. But go out one more time. One more time. One more time. Oh, you've been to the altar over and over and over again. But I tell you, come one more time. Whoa! Don't give up just yet. Come on one more time. Come on down, try it one more time. I say one more time. Right here, this morning, on fifth weekend, I believe that the Lord can meet your need if you go down one more time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Trying to hurry here. But he said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. The story don't stop there. He don't leave them hanging. So to speak, he didn't leave them hanging. Go out there one more time. And then they went out and came back the same way they did. No. But the story went on to say, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the net brake. Whoo! I don't know about you, but that right there tells me that they told. They was wore out, but when he told them and he spoke the word, they went out and he didn't do just a little thing. He didn't let them catch just enough to eat dinner, but they had enough that the nets began to break. And the story went on to say, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both. Woo! Both the ships. So they began to sink. Woo. I believe he can give us an overload this morning. Hallelujah. I said I believe he can give us an overload this morning. He can give us enough that'll last us a while. He'll give us enough this morning that'll last you a few weeks. I don't mean that once you get it this morning that you're on the mountaintop and you shouldn't praise him and you shouldn't pray and you shouldn't read your Bible. I'm not saying that. But he'll give you just enough that it'll last you for a while. I tell you what, though, one thing that really got me in this scripture was when his began to fill that boat up. They called, they beckoning to their partners, which were in the other ship, and when they said, "Come and help," they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships. I tell you what, I believe this morning, if somebody would come down and cast that net one more time, it'd be somebody else that they filled their ship. It's going to be filled also. I tell you what, when one gets a victory, and somebody else get hungry. I say when somebody else gets a victory, it'll make somebody else get hungry.
Oh, hallelujah. You let somebody get filled with the Holy Ghost in this service. And I tell you what it'll do, Brother Jim. It'll make other people that don't have the Holy Ghost want to desire the Holy Ghost. Woo! If somebody's struggling this morning and they've been out, they've been down, they felt like throwing in the towel, and somebody else knows their circumstances, somebody else sees where they're at, and they see them come to the altar, and they see them get victory, it'll make them want to run to the altar and say, if brother so-and-so can get victory, I can have it too. If so-and-so can have revival, I can have it too. I tell you what, church, I've done said enough, I done preached enough. I tell you, if I needed something, I'd get that old net back up. I'd run back to the boat. I'd jump in and I'd row my way to the altar and I'd throw that thing one more time and I'd say, Lord, fill my net. This morning, I've come to tell somebody, don't hang up the net just yet, because there's victory. I said there's victory. Come on now, I said there's victory in this service this morning.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody come to the pen. Oh, God. What about it? What about it this morning? Oh, what about it this morning? Have you been struggling? Oh, have you been struggling? Oh, have you been struggling? Come on now. Only you know. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. I feel like it may be more than one. It may be several of us. It may be all of you that you've told and you threw and you threw and you threw. Oh, you've been praying. The pastor's been praying with you. And it seems you can't get the victory. I tell you what, you've come in this service this morning saying, Lord, if I don't get help this morning, Lord, I don't know if I'm ever going to make it to another service. Lord, I never know if I'm going to be able to keep up
and keep going. But I tell you this morning, the devil's already talking to you and telling you that you need to leave in the defeat, that you need to stay where you're at. But I tell you this morning, the devil, he is a liar, and he's trying to win and trying to pull your soul down. But I tell you this morning, if you're to the edge and you're not wondered, and you've been wondered, Lord, where you at, I'd stand up right now and I'd run to this altar. I said I'd run to this altar. I said I'd run to this altar and get a hold of God this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. What about it? What about it? Have you been struggling? Have you been going through something? Have you been praying and you not got a hold of what you've been trying to get a hold of? Come to this altar this morning. Cast that net one more time. Say, Lord, I was finna go. Lord, I felt like I couldn't get any help. So I was just finna go to the house. Give it up. I don't mean bad. I don't mean give it up. Bad things. Suicide things like that. I don't even mean maybe backsliding. But for a while, I don't know, maybe it is. Maybe some of you is this morning. That the devil's been telling you might as well go ahead and backslide. There's no use to staying right. There's no use to living it. If God really loved you, he would already come by and helped you. He'd already come by and gave you deliverance. He'd already come by and touched you. I tell you what, this morning, don't listen to the devil. But the Lord loves you. He's wanting to help you this morning. He's reached out on a filth weekend Sunday morning. He said, there's somebody here that's just almost tired of it. They're almost to give up. But I want them to cast it one more time. I want them to throw it one more time. Because I got something for them. I got something for them. But they're going to have to cast. They're going to have to throw one more time. And what about it? Yes, he can just bless you right now. I mean, we know that the Lord can just all of a sudden just boom. He's got the power to instantly make everything better. But he could have, I mean, he's, Brother Jim, he could have just filled their boats with fish. He's got the power to make the fish just jump out of the sea right into the boat. But they had to go. Row one more time. They had to throw one more time. They had to pull one more time. That's what he's waiting on this morning. He's waiting on somebody to say, I'm going to roll my way on through. I'm going to throw and pull. I'm going to throw and pull. I'm not going to hang my net. I'm not going to the house until I have my boat full. I'm not leaving this morning. I'm not leaving the altar this morning until my boat's full. Come on now. These altars is open. Somebody feel like praying this morning. If somebody step out this morning, you say, I've been struggling. I don't believe this is the only one. You say, I've been struggling. I've thought about giving it up. Come on to the altar. Come on down here and don't leave till your boat's full. Oh, don't leave till your boat's full this morning. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, church. Let's just fall in here as I say.